This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 54, Meeting Monday, English with Fluency MC, how to find love on Valentine's Day. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation. Now, here are your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Gabby Wallace, the language angel, coming to you from Boston, Massachusetts, USA. In today's episode, you are going to meet a world star ESL rapper. All right. Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
Hey, Gabby, I'm doing great today.
Great. I'm so excited. We're here today with a very special guest. We have Jason R. Levine, also known as Fluency MC. What's up, Jason?
Hey, what's up? Thanks so much for having me on your program, your podcast.
Yeah, we're super excited to have you here.
Yeah, thanks for coming on.
Oh, my pleasure.
Very cool. So, yeah, next week is Valentine's Day. So, you know, we wanted to ask you a little bit about your opinion as a guy, you know, because Lindsay and I, we talk a lot about Valentine's Day and relationship stuff, but,
right.
You know, we're two ladies,
yeah.
But we want to get your opinion. What do you think about Valentine's Day? You celebrate Valentine's Day, or you think it's just kind of...
Just a big cliche, or what do you think?
Yeah.
Well, let's see. I guess I would put myself at this point in my life sort of in the middle.
Gotcha.
Part of it is very cool and real and potentially, you know, romantic and special. And part of it, to me, is kind of over-commercialized.
Mm-hmm.
Not cliche as much as, I guess, the commercialism of it sometimes bothers me. But, you know, I don't like that I'm cynical like that. I like to remember, especially... being young and how much I like being young for Valentine's Day when we were kids. I don't know if you guys ever remember anything about that.
Absolutely. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. I remember making little Valentines for every kid in the class.
Yep.
Yes. And I remember my parents telling me that when they were kids and they did stuff like that, like, you know, the popular kids got the lots of Valentines and the unpopular kids didn't.
And
I think things changed because I remember when I was little, you know, everyone had to give. If you gave Valentine's, you had to give one to everyone.
That's right. Make it fair across
exactly.
The board. Everybody gets a Valentine. So, I remember that.
I also remember, you know, looking forward to or, you know, hoping to get a Valentine with a little extra special note, you know, from the special girl. You had to give one to everyone, but you didn't have to, you know.
Right.
Present them the same way.
I always hoped that they had candy attached to them.
Right.
I always
chocolate
the candy.
Preferably. It's got to be chocolate.
Like, no candy, I don't care.
Yes, I like that. I like that part about Valentine's Day. No, but I think it's a you know, it's in the States at least. You know, it's kind of. I guess it just really depends. I mean, some people really get into it, and some people don't. And I'm in Paris now, and you know, Paris is. It really is a really romantic place.
I bet.
So this will be my first Valentine's Day here with my wife in Paris. So maybe I need to think a little more seriously about Valentine's Day.
Or no matter what you do, it's going to be great because you're in Paris, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
Very cool.
Oh, that's exciting.
Romantic city. Very cool.
But as an English teacher, I mean, holidays are great opportunities to talk about culture and to teach language, and Valentine's Day in particular is a really great one because so many learners of all ages are curious about vocabulary and idioms for talking about love.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And love is that thing that brings everyone together. Everyone experiences love, so we can sort of, you know, we can talk about that.
Very cool. Yeah. So I know you have one of your awesome songs, your raps, that shows a lot of these different ways to, you know, call your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your lover, and you were going to share that with our listeners today, right?
Yeah, well, thanks so much for that idea of doing a song live with you guys. And, I like this song, especially, like I said, because it's an opportunity to put some, especially idioms that are really high frequency, for talking about relationships and talking about love into a song where it's going to be easier to remember them by listening, you know, to the song several times. If you like the song, you listen, you remember without trying to learn it. And that's, you know, the hardest thing, I think, for anyone learning a language is that idea of, you know, thinking you've learned something because you understood it and then realizing later you don't remember it because you didn't get enough exposure to it. So songs are great for that.
Yeah.
I'd love to take advantage of this opportunity, if I may.
Yes, you may. Let's do it. Please do.
Your fans, your followers, yeah.
Cool. Yeah, bring it on.
All right. And I did forget one thing that's important about my adult life experience of Valentine's Day before I go on, because I talk about the kid. But I proposed to my wife on Valentine's Day. So
that's a big deal.
Yeah.
That was in Paris, so I really have to retract my statement about this being my first Valentine's Day.
Oops, might be in trouble.
This will be my first Valentine's Day in Paris if I'm not
as
wrong.
A married man.
In the last 15 years.
Yes. Well, that's very romantic. That's
beautiful.
Awesome.
Love it.
Classy. Yeah.
I'm glad I could throw that in there.
Cool.
Cool. So let me cue up the song here. Just give me one sec. So this song is called, it doesn't have a very original title. It's just called Valentine's Day.
Perfect.
And if anyone's interested, you know, you can find that easily on my YouTube channel and give you guys the link and you can put it in. But also the lyrics, I'm happy to send anyone the lyrics if they want to email me. So I'll make sure that I give you guys that email address.
And YouTube, you're Fluency MC, right?
Yeah, but it's the Kala Learn address.
That's
so
right.
That, but if anybody wants the lyrics, I'm happy to send them to them.
Excellent.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah, so should I start off the music?
Yeah. Yeah.
Go for it.
Let's
We're ready
it.
And waiting.
All right. Here we go.
Over here.
And that hey is also my wife.
Oh,
that's great.
Love it.
Her name is Brigitte, by the way. Her nickname is Biche, and my nickname is Jace. By the way, and, you know, we made a podcast called Biche and Jace.
Biche and Jace.
Nice.
Oh, very cool.
We're gonna revisit that and do some more with that. And I changed the lyrics a couple times to that song, so I got a little confused there.
No, it sounded great. We didn't notice. We thought it was fantastic.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
Tell us a little bit more about your projects. You mentioned a podcast. What else are you working on?
Well, let's see. I guess the main thing I'm working on these days is, while I'm especially in Europe, trying to do live events.
Cool.
So I'm doing one in Spain in Zaragoza, Spain next week for about 300 kids, 14 through 16.
Oh, very fun.
And I'm doing one in February for school in France, about 40 minutes outside Paris.
So nice. You're going to get the kids singing and dancing and
yeah, absolutely. That's so I'm great. Hoping to do more things like that. I'm working, trying to work with other people in ELT who are making, especially making songs and videos. So Vicky Hollett from Simple English Videos, we're working on stuff together. And I'm very involved in English language training through MOOCs on WizIQ where I work. So we just finished one. We had almost 3,000 teachers for continuing professional development in English language teaching, and we have another one coming up in March.
That's so great. Wow. You've got a lot going on.
You got a lot on your plate there.
So
it's a lot of fun.
For our listeners, what's the best place for them to connect with you?
Well, I think that the easiest thing probably, if you just remember my name, FluencyMC, and you Google, you'll see three things. Right away, you'll see my website. Which is, it says it's Fluency MC home. It's colinwinspark.com, but it's really easy to get to if you just Google me. And then YouTube and Facebook are where I spend most of my time, especially Facebook. Right. So we have what people call the Fluency family on Facebook. So it's a Facebook page that's very active. So I'm on there a lot. Others are on there helping me out and participating there. So especially English learners who want extra practice and to meet other learners around the world, that's a great place to go.
Very cool. Yeah, I know Lindsay and I first found out about you through YouTube, and we just love your videos. We totally recommend them to our listeners. Very fun ways to learn English.
Absolutely. Fun and fresh.
Yeah.
Really appreciate your support, and hope we can work together on some stuff in the future.
Yeah, same here. Well, cool. Thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing a song and a little bit about your projects. It's been really great to have you on the show.
Yeah, thanks so much, Jason.
Oh, well, it's a great chance to meet some of your people, your followers and fans. So that's great. And congratulations on the success of this podcast. It's really terrific.
Thanks so much. Before we end today, we want to let you know about our special premium transcripts. You can purchase our premium transcripts for the whole month. We have November, December, and January available for you to check your listening comprehension. Make sure that you're understanding every word we're saying on this podcast. Build your vocabulary, and you can learn independently or with a tutor using the premium transcripts. You can find those at our website, www.allearsenglish.com/conversations.
Thanks for listening to the All Ears English podcast. We're here to help you learn English, and you can help us by leaving a 5-star review on iTunes. See you next time.